Oh, I can't type. I'm doing well. I hope you're doing well. The weather's changed for both of us. Can you hear me? Okay, thanks, Erin. Hi, Bam Bam. Certain people, and they put a smile on your face. That's what she is. We do that for each other, I think. Most of the people in here, Bam Bam is the same way. Alright, let me get the greeting out of the way. Hello, and welcome to the Dina Jones Podcast. I am DJ Dina Jones, your friend coming to you from Colorado. Thank you so much for joining the show today, y'all and Beth. If you're listening on the download, thank you and hit that follow button so you can join us live sometime. I have the best people in the chat. I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7:45 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. Thank you for your continued live support, like, shares, and downloads. So, yeah. So, yeah, our weather has been crazy. So program note, you guys all knew I was going to, end the show a little early today, and now it's going to be even earlier, which really makes me mad because this is what gets me out of my morning stuff and gets me going. And I love being with you guys. I just love doing it. The doctors called me and they moved me up a half an hour even earlier. So I'm thinking he might have something planned for Friday. I'm not sure. But now I have to even cut it up even earlier because I have to take Erin. It's like on the opposite side. I have to take him and then come all the way back this way and go. Yeah, it's a pain. So I am sorry. I hate doing that, but I get to go. This song reminds me of it. I get to go get electrified. I'll be electrifying for a while. Electric currents going through my body. So say a little prayer for me because with the nerve damage, it's hard to explain. You would think with nerve damage, you don't feel things. You wouldn't feel things, but you actually, it's more intense. So I haven't had one done since 2014 and they need to do it again. So I'm not looking forward to it. Anyway, I will be back on Monday for sure. And I will see you guys tonight on the Joe Antonio Show with Miss Annie J. So today is Friday, May 23rd. It is currently 56 and partly cloudy, but that's changing. They were saying we were going to get bad weather again, but thank God it is not, because they're saying no, that it will, we're going to have nice sunny weather. No rain. So I got some Wizard of the Oz music. This is what it felt like yesterday. What's happening? The sky, it was crazy. And then we're watching it on the news and the tornado was about 15 minutes and then it turned like it was going the opposite way. We were breathing a sigh of relief. And then they're like, no, it's turning back this way and going the opposite. It was down on the ground for 15 minutes, they were saying. And it was hard to see because the rain, there was so much rain. Hi, Yancy. So yeah, it has been crazy. And the sad thing is that it knocked down so many trees because we've had so much rain that these trees, I mean, hundreds of years, they're super tall, just down everywhere, trees and roofs and it's crazy. So thank goodness. it's calm today. Hopefully all Colorado is calm today. And Kansas, I love this. Kansas, she says, is the name of the star. I felt like we were in the Wizard of Oz. And Bam Bam reminded me this morning, how's it going, Dorothy? Yeah, we're fine. So we're good. I'll leave this on. So the weather in Canada for my friend Ryan, he said his weather's been crazy too. They had spring snow, so it's looking warmer, 73 high, and sunny skies for you. Hi, Audie! And so in Welland, my friends in Welland, my family, I should say, currently 70 and mostly cloudy. Watch for rain, scattered rain showers, high of 75. It says, I think around 2:30 to 5 is where they were saying you're supposed to have rain. And then for BP, 65 and mostly cloudy. And the skies will be cloudy with a high of 73. For my beautiful girls in Arizona, let's see, in Tucson, currently 71 and sunny, a high of hot, 101. It says an excess heat watch. Oh, that's not supposed to play. An excess heat watch for you guys. All right. And then in Phoenix, it's currently 74 and sunny. Expect even sunnier skies with a high of 99. Holy moly. Good gracious. I'm going to start with the little bit of word of the day and quote and all that good stuff, and then we'll get in with Aaron. So today's word of the day is trustworthy. And I haven't said any of your news. Hi, Timmy boy. I haven't said any of your news because I didn't know what to say. If you want me to say it, or if you want to pop up and say it, or if I can say it, whatever you want to do. How are you, Timmy boy? Good to see you. I would love to be able to, you know. Anyway, word of the day. Trustworthy. Able to be relied on, honest, or trustful. And a couple of quotes. And these quotes are, we're going in the opposite direction. We're going to talk about, you know, we should be trustworthy. Untrustworthy. Not only an untrustworthy scoundrel, but a fundamentally wicked person. That's an untrustworthy person. People who say, trust me, or believe in me, often are usually untrustworthy. Okay. All right. So if you can see right next to her picture, Miss Audie, she got married. And I've been wanting to say it, but then I just talked about gossiping and how it's not my story. And so I hadn't heard anything and I didn't want to say anything. So I wanted to make sure you were in here and we talked about it. So anyway, so congratulations. Congratulate Miss Audie, her and Rob. I don't even know Rob's last name. No, your last name. But Rob Squarebox, Rob, they got married. So give them a congratulations. Anyway, back to the quotes of the day. Untrustworthy. We all know being trustworthy as reliable, dependable, honest, honorable, upright, and uncorruptible. A trustworthy person is a special person to have around. It goes without saying they are someone you can trust 100%, someone who you know will be there for you without question. It's when you think we found a trustworthy person who doesn't actually deserve that title that we get hurt and feel let down. For that reason, I'm going to go over some signs of untrustworthy people, which we all know we've all had them in our lives. They are two-faced. That's a sign. We all come across our fair share of this type of behavior. Nice when they're with you and talk about you behind your back. They turn their back on you in public. When they've got what they want, or it's clear to them that they're not going to succeed in getting it, they drop you like a heartbeat. Bam, bam. They struggle to be empathetic. Untrustworthy people are lacking in this key emotion. They abuse their power over you. Keep an eye on the way they interact with others. Do your best to follow your instincts and get away before you are hurt by their abuse and your trust. They are excessively charming. Under that super nice exterior often lurks a treacherous streak, which will show itself sooner or later. And that's very true. Hi, GP man. Hi, Rockin' Al. Good to see you. Sooner or later, you will find out their true agenda. But by then, you may discover it's not easy to extricate yourself from their clutches. Most of the time, they show narcissistic traits. And a narcissist can only see life from their own perspective. Nothing is more important to them than themselves. Everyone else's role is to be subservient to them. They are masters of playing the blame game and making sure that others take the rap for mistakes that they have made, but will never own up to. From their egocentric perspective, they fault will always lie at someone else's door. It is not hard to see why someone who displays the signs of being a narcissist is not worthy of your trust. Of course, many of us have displayed at least a few of these types of behavior from time to time. We are all human after all. But if you see two or more signs consistently in a person, and that's just it, it's the consistency thing. If they continue to act a certain way and they don't change, that's where the problem lies. They are untrustworthy. They are not worth your trust. They're not worth your peace, actually. Ultimately, the best advice is to trust your instincts because they're usually right and their purpose is to protect you from danger. Listen to your gut. So, yeah. Untrustworthy and trustworthy. So anyway, hi, Naresh. Good to see you. Welcome. E-H-H Hutch, welcome. We are going to play a little bit of this, and then we're going to get into Aaron. Hi, Mike. Aaron's sports segment. And again, guys, thank you so much for coming in, and we're going to be cutting it short after Aaron's segment. I go get zapped. Appreciate you guys being here. I'm so happy for you, Audie. I didn't want to say anything because, like I said, I did that show about gossiping, and I'm like, she's not here. I can't say it until she comes in. So I wanted to make sure that you were here and that everybody could wish you a congratulations. And Rob, Mr. Rob. I'm surprised I didn't hear a bunch of stuff, to be honest with you. When you guys announced it, I thought for sure I'd be hearing all kinds of stuff. Alrighty. Aaron, how are you?
Doing good.
Can you speak up a bit?
Yeah, I'm here.
There you go. Well, I know you're there. All right, how's it going?
Good. I did some research on those minor league baseball team names yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And so I categorized ones that I thought they were absolutely silly and ones that I thought they were cool.
Okay.
So the ones in the silly category, these are actual minor league baseball teams. So there's a team called the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp.
Okay.
The El Paso Chihuahuas is a team.
El Paso Chihuahuas. Oh my gosh. An annoying a little Chihuahua. Oh, can you imagine a big Chihuahua as the chasing people? Well, I just remember now, I have to say, Hanny J has a little Chihuahua that looks very sweet. The only other Chihuahua I ever knew was my aunt's Chihuahua. And that thing was so mean. It would we would go to her house to go swimming and it would literally chase you out the door. This little, and they're so tiny and they have a lot of spunk. That's for sure. Anyway, go ahead, Aaron.
These ones are the Akron Rubber Ducks.
Aw.
The Montgomery Biscuits, which we heard of before.
Yeah. Now, wait a minute. That's in Alabama?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then we have the Fort Myers Mighty Mussels, but mussels spelled M-U-S-S-E-L-S.
Oh, the fish.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the, I thought this one was just completely silly. The Florida fire frogs.
Oh, huh. Mike, have you heard of those?
And then see, lastly on the list, the Burlington sock puppets.
Oh, interesting. Those are funny. I just wonder why they, I mean, some of them, like the mussels ones, you know, they probably have a lot of mussels in that area. Yeah. But like, why would they pick certain things? Yeah. And see, Ryan says his sister has a chihuahua too. And I, you know what? I think, Ryan, they're probably very protective. Like, they like that one person and that's it. I don't know. But yeah, my aunts would always chase us. She chases right outside into the pool. She knew what she was doing. But like I said, Annie J's pictures of her little dog look so cute. he looks sweet.
Minor league baseball team names, I thought they were like good team names, cool ones, were the San Antonio Missions.
For like missions, like churches?
Or something, like I saw in their logo looking through all these team names, like their logo is the is like resembles the Alamo.
Yeah, like the old missions and the old, mostly in California, missions. They're like old churches, but they're bigger.
Yeah,
I don't know how else to describe it.
The next one is the Memphis Redbirds, the Sacramento River Cats,
okay,
Fresno Grizzlies. I thought this one was interesting. The Tennessee Smokies.
For the mountains.
Then the Quad Cities River Bandits.
Ooh, Quad City. Wait a minute. Where's that at?
I have no idea.
Quad City. Wait, I'm trying to think of where that's at. And what is the River Bandit? Is it a raccoon?
Or so, I don't know what a River Bandit is, but
that's what I'm thinking. Okay, we have to look that up. Bam Bam says, our minor league baseball team's called the Wellhand Jackfish. I have no clue what the F a jackfish is. That's funny. You would think that it's something that you get a lot of in that area. You know what I mean? So that's what they, that's why they call it that. But I don't know. So go ahead.
And then the last two on this list.
Thank you, Maddie.
Is the Vermont Lake Monsters. And then lastly, the West Virginia Black Bears.
Oh, okay. Cute.
So that was a total of like 8 teams. I thought they had pretty cool names.
Okay. What was the one, the Bandits, the Lake Bandits? What was it called again?
River.
What was the whole thing though?
Quad Cities River Bandits.
Okay. Go ahead. And I'm just going to look. Oh, it's coming up. I want to see what they are. Quad City is in Iowa. It's in Iowa, it looks like. Yeah, go ahead, Aaron. You can talk, and I want to see what a river bandit is. It is a raccoon. Wait a minute. What does it say? It says it's affiliated with Kansas. The Quad City River Bandits is a minor league baseball team of the Midwest League and a high A affiliated of Kansas City Royals. And it is a raccoon with a black cowboy hat on. So yeah, there you go.
So starting off, I watched Friday Night SmackDown from last week.
Mm-hmm.
And Pretty Deadly won the tag team number one contenders. It was a gauntlet match.
What does that mean?
So they have to run the gauntlet in order to become the number one be the next contenders for the Undisputed Tag Team Championship. Uh-huh. Like, they're going to face Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens for the tag team titles.
Okay.
Then Selena Vega beat Io Sky in a singles match. In a mixed team tag team match, Karrion Kross and Scarlett beat Mitchin and AJ Styles. Santos Escobar beat LA Knight in a singles match. And I was really happy about this outcome. Jey Uso picked his brother and both of the brothers kicked Roman Reigns in the face.
Oh, no. Yeah, there was a lot of kicking going on these shows I watched. The the SmackDown?
Yeah, because he was
Raw. It was Raw, the one with
with
Seth and Balor. There was a lot of kicking in that. But okay, we'll talk about that in a minute. But SmackDown, so he got kicked in the face.
Yeah, but Jey Uso's going with his brother. Like, he didn't want to fall in line with Roman Reigns.
Okay.
Yeah, because apparently Paul Heyman was saying to Jay, like, he wanted to make him the next tribal chief, like, hand it over. Like, hand over the role, I guess.
Uh-huh.
But I'm glad that Jey Uso picked his brother, though.
Yeah, me too.
So then I watched Major League Baseball between the Tampa Bay Rays and the San Diego Padres. Padres won 2-0. Then a USFL football game the next day after that. It was between the Philadelphia Stars and the Pittsburgh Panthers. And in this game, whoever won this game got to go to the playoffs, and the loser was out, was done for the year.
Hmm. Now, gosh, our baseball team has been... I just heard they lost another game, and it was like another 8 in a row, and they've just been horrible for so long. I mean, I don't understand. Is it the ownership? Is it
it's
who do me, they I need?
Blame the, I blame the ownership.
But is it because they're not?
The owners just don't care.
Like, they don't kick them in the butt and say, "Come on, guys, psh, let's get going."
We just need new ownership in there to. That an owner that actually cares about our baseball team, so that way we can start winning more games.
Something needs to happen. I'll still go and watch them and support them, but dang.
Yeah, so in this USL football game, the Michigan Panthers made a heck of a comeback. They were down 20-9 after halftime, but they scored 17 unanswered points to win by 23-20. And Michigan made the playoffs.
Wow. Dang. That's pretty good. They wanted it bad enough.
The touchdowns that Pittsburgh scored was actually on special teams on a blocked punt.
That's amazing.
Yep.
That's
so
great.
USFL matchups are going to happen this weekend. It's going to be between the first one will be between the Birmingham Stallions and the New Orleans Breakers, and then the other one, the Michigan Panthers, will face the Pittsburgh Maulers
in
the playoffs, and those two winners will face each other in the USFL title game on July 1st.
All right, well, we'll have to listen, wait, and hear what happens in that.
I still think Birmingham's going to repeat, though. I think they have a good chance.
Okay. Is that who you're...
I think I remember hearing that they were on a bit of a winning streak towards the end of the season.
Well, good. Ryan and his Blue Jays.
So I watched Monday Night Raw.
Okay, that's with Seth. That's with Seth and Balor.
Yeah, where Finn Balor came out and he attacked Seth Rollins at the beginning.
Yes, like this right here.
But
hold on. He got a Nike to the back and a Nike to the front. I think he's wearing Nikes. He just is going. Why doesn't he like him so much? Why does he?
I think I remember when we were first talking to each other. Like,
hi, South Osman.
Finn Balor was saying like he's been waiting like 7 years.
And just because Seth freaking Rollins has it, he's mad? Is that what it's all about? Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, you know what? I figured out why Seth freaking Rollins bugs me. Do you know who he reminds me of? He reminds me of the lead singer from Creed. He reminds me of Scott Stapp, the lead singer of Creed.
Huh.
When he had his long hair, that's who he reminds me of. I don't know why, but he just does. But he just bugs me, Seth freaking Rollins.
He doesn't bug me at all.
I know you like him.
I know.
Oh, there's Bam Bam.
Good morning,
y'all. Hey, Bam Bam, how are you?
I am great. Seth Rollins and Finn Balor there, Mr. Abs.
Yes.
A long time ago when they first introduced the new Universal Championship, Finn Balor was actually the first champion. And he had a match with Seth Rollins, and he got injured, and he was out of wrestling for a few years because of I believe it was a neck injury and a concussion.
Oh, jeez.
So they're playing some real-life drama into the whole Finn Balor versus Seth freaking Rollins stuff.
Okay, gotcha. Because he, man, went off on him.
Oh, yeah.
He went off on all of a sudden. There's a chair out from underneath the stage. And then he would just kept kicking him and punching him and kicking him. And I was like, dang.
If those two get to actually have a match, it's going to be a barn burner for sure, because both those guys can go. They're amazing wrestlers for sure. Like Seth Rollins, Mr. Bravado and all flashy pants guy at the moment or whatever, just because of his character. But when it comes down to it, like if you watch the matches he had over the last few years with like Cody Rhodes stuff, they're just some of the best matches that have happened in recent history, in my opinion.
Yeah, he's a good athlete. Okay, wait a minute. Now, who is the team? I saw these two wrestling and I was like, what in the heck? They're blue. When I was watching them, they were in blue shiny pants. And then I don't know what you can't call this a shirt because their chest is out. But
that's,
it goes...
that's pretty deadly. That's the guy that won that match that Aaron was talking about.
What is up with their outfits? They're the funniest looking things.
They're the ones I was trying to explain a few weeks ago, that they sort of look, you know, a little like 80s hair band, possibly homosexual virtual rainbow type thing without trying to offend anybody, you know?
That was them? Oh,
yeah,
my
that's
gosh.
Them.
Oh my gosh.
But they're actually, they've been wrestling together for many years and they're a really good team. They're very in sync, right? But
Yeah. Yes, because another one, it was all lace. It was like black lace. I was like, what in the world?
They won the gauntlet match, like Aaron was saying. But I was so surprised because you had
that
the
Irish guy
beat the first three guys. Like,
yeah, those guys are.
And then those guys came in and, you know, a little razzmatazz and craziness happens and they end up freaking winning the match. I was like, damn it.
I know. I was like, how did that happen? It happened so quickly because they were getting the crap beat out of him with, I can't remember his name. He's that big Irish guy, right? Or a redhead?
Sheamus,
yeah.
Yes.
And he was going after him and then all of a sudden the blonde one got tagged. They got tagged and Sheamus didn't see it. And then all of a sudden it was over and the blonde guy was like, boom, boom, boom. And it was done. I was like, what the heck? It was funny. Well, I was just laughing at their outfits and their hair. Yeah. He had a man bun, but long. It was like, oh dear God. It was funny.
See, considering the fact that the Money in the Bank's going to be in Europe and England or whatever, I'm surprised they wouldn't have sent the Brawling Brutes there for the tag team championship match, because Sheamus is like, when he's like in Scotland or Ireland or England or any of those places, just because he's from there, he just gets the crowds just like there for him. They love the guy.
Oh, I bet they go crazy.
So hopefully they find somewhere else to stick him for another match or something. But, and another weird thing that happened is Logan Paul got put in the men's Money in the Bank match.
Oh, how'd that happen?
I don't know. They added an extra person to the men's Money in the Bank and it was Logan Paul. So now in a couple weeks, he gets to go wrestle in Merry Old England in the Money in the Bank ladder match.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Now, Aaron, weren't you saying that happened with something happened? I don't know if it's the same Money in the Bank, but with that Trish Stratus, somebody got disqualified and she was in or something?
Yeah, like she ended up, something happened. Like she ended up, Trish Stratus ended up qualifying instead of Raquel Rodriguez, because I think... I remember Becky Lynch interfered.
Yeah, Becky Lynch came out because the other girl, I can't remember her name, I call her Horseface. She was interfering in the match. So Becky Lynch was beating her up. And then Trish Stratus went to attack Becky Lynch. And then Becky Lynch hit Trish Stratus. And then boom, 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 Trish Stratus won the match. Because Raquel Rodriguez was disqualified, unfortunately.
Oh, jeez. All right. Crazy. Yeah.
So that ladies' Money in the Bank match is going to be pretty crazy because Trish Stratus and her protege Horseface is going to be going against a lot of top people there, including what the heck's her name? Oh, my brain's drawing a blank because my kids are knocking on the window right now.
Dad!
What are you doing out there? What are you doing?
They can say hi if they want.
No. Bailey and Io Sky or whatever, they're both going to be in there. So there's a couple like people who are like united groups
going to be in
this ladder match. So.
Oh, so Chris Stratus is with the Horseface lady? They're partners?
The Horseface lady, she's like her protege.
Oh, okay.
So they've been helping each other during matches and stuff, but they're both in the Money in the Bank ladder match. So
gotcha. Oh my gosh. All right. I'm learning. All right, cool.
Yeah, but the Usos are supposed to be on SmackDown tonight to explain why they kicked Roman Reigns in the face. So.
Oh, why do they not? They're not normally like bad guys.
Yeah, they've been bad guys for the last 3 years with Roman Reigns and the Bloodline.
Uh-huh.
But now they're not in the Bloodline anymore because they knocked out Roman Reigns.
Gotcha.
And their brother, what's their brother's name there, Aaron?
It's Jimmy and Jey Uso.
No, Solo Sikoa.
Oh, Solo, yeah.
Yeah, they knocked out Solo as well, so.
Okay, well, Aaron, what else on wrestling, what we got, Bam Bam here, WWE NXT? Or did you already talk about that?
Seth Rollins beat Braun Breaker for the World Heavyweight Championship. And then I tried to like pay close attention to this because I was switching between a college baseball game and this. Because then the other one was a NXT North American Championship, and some person named Wes Lee defeated Taylor Bate. And I don't really know these other wrestlers that well.
Yeah, and Mustafa Ali, he was a wrestler from Monday Night Raw for a while. He's over there on NXT now. He was the referee.
Yeah,
but he was doing some weird stuff. Like he was fast counting one guy and slow counting another guy, and then the match got interrupted by somebody else, and then Mustafa Ali knocked that person out. And
so, was it all part of the? Was he doing it on purpose? Was it part of the show?
You know, it's well, yeah, it was part of the show, but it's just hard to say like what his end game plan is.
Gotcha. Yeah.
He probably wants to get his hands on the title, and he probably thinks he could take on Wesley faster than Tyler Bates. So that's probably his end game there.
Okay.
Mustafa Ali is a great wrestler. He's underutilized in the WWE because he sort of got stuck with a couple bad gimmicks, and they just sort of screwed him over.
Oh, jeez.
But. Yeah, I enjoy NXT a lot. I watched the whole show as well, but there was a tag team qualifying match. I can't remember who won because it was a six-way friggin' tag team match, and there was so much happening. The bell rang, and it was, like, over, and everybody was running out of the ring.
Geez.
And I didn't know even who won.
Oh. What does Mike say? I used to be a big wrestling fan when I was a little kid, up until 10 years ago. Old, but now when they talk about wrestling, it sounds like foreign language. I know, but that's why I'm trying to learn it. You should see some of these guys. Yeah.
Well, I was a huge wrestling fan. I took about almost 20 years off, and then just before COVID started, I started watching WWE again, because I'd always gone to my local independent shows. Like, I know a lot of pro wrestlers and people in my area and stuff were friends, and so I like going, but I just started watching I believe it was when SmackDown went to Fox on a Friday night is when I started rewatching the WWE product. And I just, all through COVID, it was just something, it was pretty much the only consistent thing through COVID for me. So I don't know. I'm sort of rehooked again, and I owe him a gratitude of thanks because my brain was in a fucking washing machine for 3 years dealing with all the kids and everything and COVID and shopping.
Yeah, it got you away from it.
That was my only consistent escape from that, was like 3 hours on Monday and 2 hours on Friday. So.
Yeah, to get away from it all. I understand. Get away from it all. But yeah, I think back in the day, like, I'm guessing, Mike, I don't know, but we all knew Hulk Hogan and, you know, that whole group of guys. Everybody kind of knew about wrestling in that time. And then it kind of got weird. And now it's becoming big again. I guess it's always been big, but it's bigger than it was.
Yeah, it's definitely on one of their peaks right now. It's ever since Triple H has taken over, it's revitalized the brand, and a lot of good stuff's happening on there.
Yeah, and like I told you, when I would watch the Tola Bellas, that that Bravo show, but for me, it actually showed me what athletes these wrestlers are, because it would go, of course, it talked about their, you know, their drama and their lives, but a lot of it was on the ring, when they were practicing, when they were doing things, when they went, and I don't know if it is the NXT, where they practice in Florida, is that the NXT? And then yep. they come up? Yeah. And they would go there and they would do the practicing and they would show it. And yeah, it was crazy to watch what they have to learn so that they don't get hurt.
They offered The Rock like $10 million to do WrestleMania, and The Rock said he wasn't in good enough ring shape to make it to WrestleMania.
Crazy.
And everybody knows what The Rock is and how big of a monster and how much he works out. He said he didn't have, he wasn't in ring shape enough to put on a good show for WrestleMania, so he declined it.
See, he understands. He knows what it takes. Yeah, that's crazy. They're very athletic, so don't be talking bad about wrestlers because they're crazy athletic.
Yeah, like Ric Flair is known as the womanizing alcoholic whatever guy, but he was actually one of the fittest people on earth. He used to do these things where you could like hold your breath for long times, and he had like one of the lowest resting heart rates because he was like so much into his cardio and stuff that like, when he wasn't doing anything, his heart barely had to do anything.
Wow.
Because when he first was a wrestler, he was a big fat guy and stuff, and then he had an airplane crash where actually three wrestling people died and two people survived. And Ric Flair's back was broken in a couple places, and he spent months in the hospital. And then on his recovery, he actually decided to become like a more fit person.
Yeah.
So he got onto his cardio and stuff like that. So a lot of people don't even really know. Like, if you look at pictures from Ric Flair's first part of his wrestling career, he doesn't even look like him because he just looks like a big round guy.
Wow. That's crazy. So. That he lost that, but you know what? Sometimes that's what happens. Something happens in your life so drastically, you decide, you know what? I need to get in shape. I need to take care of myself. But crazy,
yeah, for sure. But, all right, I'll quit jacking the show. Have a great day. Happy Friday.
Thank you. We appreciate you.
Good luck at getting electrocuted.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'll talk to you later. I know. Because I've been electrocuted. I know. What do you tell the doctor? Hey, thanks. Appreciate you. All right, Aaron. What else do we have today?
So last night I watched the NBA draft. And Victor Wembanyama from France went number one, was picked number one overall to the San Antonio Spurs.
Okay.
And they said that this guy is the second tallest person in the NBA, in NBA history, to be selected number one.
Dang.
He's a 7'5".
And how old is he?
I think he's like in his 20s, maybe like a little bit younger than that.
It's crazy. Where is he from?
France.
Oh, I'm sorry, you said that. Oh, I know who you're talking about. I know who you're talking about now. We were watching a little, not a documentary, but they were talking about him. Yeah, okay. I know who you're talking about. Yeah. So that's crazy, yeah.
And the Nuggets, they ended up getting a pick from the Indiana Pacers at number 29, and we ended up getting, I don't know who this guy is, Julian Strother. From Gonzaga. I don't know who he is.
Oh, Gonzaga, huh?
Yeah, from the Gonzaga Bulldogs. Brandon Miller went number two to the Charlotte Hornets. He's from the University of Alabama. Two brothers got picked fourth and fifth in the draft. Amen Thompson. Usar Thompson. They're from this league called Overtime Elite, which I've never really heard of. But the first brother got drafted number four to the Houston Rockets, and then his other brother got drafted number five to the Detroit Pistons.
Two separate teams. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
So
I kinda wanted the Nuggets to draft there's a guy out of Iowa. He went to the Blazers, the Portland Trail Blazers, at number 23. His name is Chris Murray, but Chris spelled K-R-I-S.
Okay.
The
now
I wanted him on our team is so that way we can have two Murrays, you know, Jamal Murray and Chris Murray.
Gotcha. Yeah. Talking about our Nuggets, what the heck is going on with Chris Brown? Is that his name? I know his last name is Brown.
Yeah, but it's pronounced Brown like the color, B-R-O-W-N, but it's spelled B-R-A-U-N.
Oh, okay, like Braun.
Braun, but we say Brown.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's how it's pronounced.
Mm. So I think our coach had a little too much jungle juice when he was partying in the parade, and he put it out there that Chris Brown isn't going anywhere. And now Chris Brown is saying maybe he will be going somewhere.
Really?
Isn't that what he said?
I have no
idea. He's an agent? He's an open agent or something like that?
Well, I don't know, but I'm just saying I want him to stay because he did so much for us in the finals.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I want him, and he won a. It's not very often you hear about a rookie winning a championship in his first year in the league. That's like, it's like very rare to hear about that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I want Christian Brown to stay in Denver.
Yeah, I think everybody does. Let's see. I'm trying to see if what the rumor was. Go on, you can continue to talk because we don't have a whole lot of time left.
Okay. So then I watched college baseball between Wake Forest and my LSU Tigers.
Mm-hmm.
This was back on Wednesday. And LSU won 5-2. So last night was the deciding game on who was going to go to the College World Series finals. And I heard my LSU Tigers won in a walk-off in extra innings, 2-0, and now two of my favorite college teams, the Florida Gators and the LSU Tigers, are going to be competing for the national championship in college baseball.
Nice. That'll be an exciting game to watch.
Yeah. It's not just one game. It's a best 2 out of 3 series.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
exciting games.
If you're the first team to win 2 games out of a possible 3, then you win the national championship in baseball, college baseball.
Cool.
So, yeah, I can't wait to watch that. And I know this weekend is Ice Cube's basketball league is supposed to start their 6th season this Sunday.
Oh. Now, what is that called again?
The Big 3.
Okay.
And this is a league filled of, like, players who used to play in the NBA. And they play, like, half-court 3-on-3 against each other.
Mm-hmm.
And they usually play to a target score, like whoever can score 50 points first, the team who scores 50 points first wins the game.
Oh, okay.
And halftime happens when a team scores 25 points.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, which is, the rules are self-explanatory. The shot, they only get like 14 seconds on the shot clock to get up a shot. But also on the court, there's circles on the court where if you make a shot from there, it's actually worth 4 points.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Ryan. Okay. Now, wait a minute. When I Google Ice Cube's league, it shows Chris Anderson. Is he on there? Why does it say related people? Chris Anderson. Is he
I don't think Chris Anderson's in the league. I know.
Maybe he does something with it. I just haven't seen him in forever. And then you see his picture. It's like, whoa, crazy Chris Anderson.
Yeah. But like I said, it's a league full of former players who used to play in the NBA. And also some of the coaches are like NBA legends as well. Like Gilbert Arenas coaches a team. Lisa Leslie coaches a team in that league as well.
Okay. Maybe he's a coach or something. Let's see. I don't know. Maybe. We'll have to see. The Birdman. Oh, my gosh. I totally remember him. Crazy. All right, Aaron. What else do you got? Because we got to get going.
Okay. So, lastly, I got some info about the Women's FIFA World Cup coming up this month. This is the soccer tournament.
Uh-huh.
For the women, this is going to happen in Australia and New Zealand. And Team USA is grouped in, they're in Group E with the Netherlands, Portugal, and Vietnam.
Oh, wow.
Others are, excuse me.
Excuse you. That's right. It's a sporting show. He's burping in the mic. Oh, gosh.
Group A consists of New Zealand, Norway, the Philippines, and Switzerland. Group B, Australia, Canada, Nigeria, and Ireland. Group C, Costa Rica, Japan, Spain, and Zambia. Group D, China, Denmark, England, and Haiti. Group F, Brazil, France, Jamaica, and Panama. Group G, Argentina, Italy, South Africa, and Sweden. And then the last group, Group H, Colombia, Germany, South Korea, and Morocco.
Cool.
So, yeah, and Team USA, I heard Team USA is going into this trip. They're trying to do something that hasn't been done before, which is try to win 3 World Cups in a row.
That'd be awesome.
I know.
That would be really awesome.
I thought it started this month.
Uh-huh.
On June 20th, but it actually starts next month on July 20th.
All right, cool. So it goes July 20th.
July 20th, and it ends on August 20th.
Dang, that's long.
Mm-hmm. So I can't wait to watch the Team USA's women's soccer team.
That will be fun. Something to look forward to.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you, Aaron.
You're welcome.
I appreciate you so much. And with that, you guys, let me find my, actually, this needs to go off so I can do how I always leave you guys. Let's see. Before we go, I'm sorry, you guys, I have to leave early. Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. I love you guys, and I appreciate you so, so, so very, 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 very much. Have a good weekend. Be safe out there. And give Audie a follow so you get to see her shows when she comes on. I don't think there's absolutely anybody else in here. Oh, Sal Valza, man, if he's still in here. Oh, Rockin' Al. See, I'm not used to. Rockin' Al has a great very short little shows. Give him a follow. Inspirational. And South Osman, if you're still in here too, thank you so much. Appreciate you guys. Have a great rest of your day. See you around Podbean. Bye. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. Love you too. And congratulations, Audie, again. We're all happy for you. Thank you, Rockin' Al. It's good to see you. I hope that you're doing well. You always have great inspirational shows. Love it. Talk to you later. Bye.